Yeah, I'm sure we've talked. Your call sounded real familiar, too. Yeah, Zach, Zulu Adam Charles Henry, Zach from Rainbow Lake. Don and Julie McClain, adopted parents on the radio. MJJ, Christopher over there, chatted with him a bunch on the radio on the Okemos machine. I've been on the Okemos machine a lot over the years, the 539. But it was over on Windsor Hill. Well, when it was on Okemos, and then went to Windsor Hill over in, what, over there? Was it Charlotte, I guess? I don't know. Potterville, Charlotte over there. Windsor Hill. But, yeah, and then went back to Okemos finally, and blah, 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 blah. But, yeah, Uncle Bob, KBDQQ, chatted with him. We used to, you know, the coffee break down RAD, Rad's coffee break. Went to that for years on Saturday nights. Yeah. I'm sure we know each other. I'm sure we've chatted and probably met each other in person multiple times. But, yep. Yeah, I doubt you're going to be able to, from Onondaga, I doubt you're going to be able to get the MSU machine. I mean, it's working good, working way better than it did for years. Yeah, if it's been a couple of years, it was struggling for a long time. But yeah, they got it all fixed up, working way better now. So I don't know that it's working. It is still a 70-centimeter repeater with a relatively low height antenna and stuff, but they replaced all the feed line. It's had a bunch of major upgrades done to it. It works way better now. So, yeah, next time you're in the area, something, give it a go. Give it a shot. I think you'll be happy with it. 73s, KDADX, we'll be clear.
Okay, Zach. Yeah, you, oh my God, me and Don used to talk a lot. And he was topic of conversation a couple of weeks ago on the Dew Drop In. Because the Dew Drop In net every morning, it came from the net that Don used to run every day. I mean, Don would run that net from, oh, I don't know, 7, 8 o'clock in the morning until about noon, sometimes even longer. So, yeah, no, I didn't make Rad's coffee break that much, but I've been there a number of times, so I knew Don and Julie real well. Matter of fact, Don, when he got licensed, when he was studying for the exam, I got licensed just 4 or 5 months before he did, and he said that was one of his goals, to be able to talk to me. And then, you know, after we started talking, we would had long conversations, and then he put it in perspective. He watched my kids grow up over the years from us talking back and forth and talking about what the kids were doing and all that stuff. So, and I know Bob real well, KBADQQ, because I was a photographer for many years, and Bob ran it, shot a lot of weddings and did a lot of the similar stuff. So, know just about everybody you mentioned. And Scott, W8ATT, and the list just goes on and on. So, all right, 73. You got me back out of here when you start mentioning names. But you've got to call my son, get a little pizza in me, because it's after 10 now. So take care, 73s. Looking forward to talking to you again. NAYQJ. Thank you.